It's often called the Forgotten War, but there is a group making sure the Korean War and the sacrifices made during that time are remembered. The Korean War National Museum, based in downtown Springfield, and Thomas Kinney is a museum assistant there. And he joins us today to talk a little bit more about the facility and what it aims to do. Now, you're located in what used to be the Osco store there across from the old state capitol on the plaza, but I know you're planning to do more. There's some talk about moving the museum to maybe New York. For right now, you're based here in Springfield. You have a lot of artifacts. Take people through the museum a little bit, because people might be surprised at what all is there.
All right. We start out showing a little bit of the pre-Korean War history, some of the culture, the Japanese occupation of Korea. And then we move through in a storyboard timeline with various exhibits set into it, telling the story of the entire war from the start of June 25th, 1950 to July 27th, 1953. And then at the end, we have a little bit showcasing post-war Korea and how it is modernized and how it's been remembered.
I went through and toured it myself, and I did like that layout because I felt as though I was I got a feeling of what was going on before U.S. troops came in there, and then I certainly got a feeling of what happened during it and, as you mentioned, even afterwards. So it was really a bit of a history lesson for those that might not be that familiar.
Yeah, well, that's what we try, you know, give a wide variety of people that have little to somewhat to a lot of knowledge about it can all really enjoy it and learn from coming to the museum.
Now, of course, the Korean War was before my time, and it was certainly before your time as well. But how did you get involved in this?
Well, I studied history at Eastern Illinois University and realized that I kind of wanted to work in a museum because being able to be with all that history and be surrounded by it really intrigued me. So shortly before I graduated, I looked to finding a job in Springfield area museums because I live a little bit south of here and it wouldn't be too far away from home. So, and then I emailed the Korean War Museum, or Korean War National Museum. It was one of them that I emailed, and they responded back. And through an interview process, I ended up getting the job as a museum assistant. And then really kind of something that intrigued me about the Korean War is that growing up, I thought my father had served in the Korean War. But what it was is a misunderstanding on my part by the fact that he served during the Korean War in Panama. Yeah. But whenever I heard it, I just clumped it together and made it that he served in the Korean War.
Now, what did you know about the Korean War before you went to work here? Did you have much knowledge?
I had the basic knowledge of I knew MacArthur was involved. I knew it kind of seesawed up and down the coast. And if you told me – if you put inch on in a multiple choice question, I probably could have picked it out. But even as a history student, my knowledge was limited to basic information.
Now, there are people certainly that I'm sure have gone through there who have a lot more firsthand knowledge of what took place. They may have served there during that time, or certainly family members of people who served there have, I'm sure, visited as well. What's the reaction they get when they go through?
A lot of memories being brought up, or if it's family members, they kind of get an idea of what their father or uncle or whatever the relative may be, went through. Because like a lot of veterans, they want to keep the past in the past, especially when it comes to serving in a war. And so if they pass on, sometimes the children or other relatives that are still alive don't actually know what that part of their history. And they get a little bit of a feeling of kind of understanding from that. But veterans always, and it's always about the memories that they remember and just the kind of little bit of pride that there is someone out there trying to honor them for the sacrifices they made.
It seems as though people who served in that era, too, they often didn't come back and tell everything that took place. They kept a lot of that from family and friends, and maybe it was only shared and discussed more among people who were actually there, who could truly understand what they went through. So it's not surprising that family members, even if they were close with these people, that they didn't know what a relative who was a veteran went through.
Yeah. Yeah. They know, the bare minimum that they served in Korea. They may know what branch they served in, but that'll be about the extent, because like you said, a lot of the veterans, they want to leave it in the past, and they, want to get on with their life and continue working.
Are people, some of these people that have been there, though, when they come to the museum, the people who served in Korea during that time, are they pretty moved by what they see?
Yes, there are quite a few that are moved. We also have a little button with our logo on it that we give out to veterans just as a small token for the appreciation of their services over there. And many times for them to receive this, they kind of, they get emotional, and they, some will tear up, some will just kind of get glossy-eyed because they are finally being honored for their sacrifices.
We're talking with Thomas Kinney. He is with the Korean War National Museum based in downtown Springfield. And one of the things that I noticed, and I noticed this on the website too, but it's called a Wall of Honor that you guys are putting together. Explain what that project's about.
That's a way to create a database of multiple veterans who want to come in, and you can honor your relative by putting something up there. And then other people can also come through and look at it. If other veterans want to come look and see the stories of fellow veterans, or relatives want to look and see what, similar situations could have been with their, family members that served in the war. So it's another way to honor the veterans that have served.
You can put like an online tribute there too, right? I mean, I think it has that option to sort of say something about the person.
Yeah. You can put a little tribute, little pictures, and information about the person. And
how long has that been going on? How long has that Wall of Honor been up? Have any idea?
It's relatively recently. It's still in its early stages, and we're still working to get a lot of people to join it and honor the veterans.
Now, I know you have also events, along with having the museum and artifacts in there, you have events that are taking place. Give us an idea of maybe what you've done in the past and what you have coming up here.
This year, we've had a series of speakers and one film in honor of the 60th anniversary of the signing of the armistice back on July 27th, 1953. And it's been a year long, starting in March, and we'll go until Veterans Day, or the Saturday before Veterans Day. And what we have is a lot of the veterans, a lot of the speakers have been veterans that have come and are willing to talk about their time there. We've had professors. We also had a really nice lady. Her name was Major Devine. She was actually 7 years old in Korea when the war broke out. So you get another kind of perspective there. And we don't limit our veterans to just the Korean War. We also have them that served after, but still in Korea. And that way we give a broad variety of topics for people to understand and learn exactly what these people's experience was, what the diplomatic atmosphere of it was, and just a really good learning experience throughout. And our next event is October 24th. We are having a Navy veteran that served in Korea on a supply ship. His name is Lloyd Massey. He's a member of the Korean War Veterans Association out of Decatur. And he'll be coming at 2 p.m. on Saturday, October 24th. We're always trying to change up things and make it fresh for people that want to come visit again.
And it is free, but you do operate off donations there.
Correct, yeah. Okay. Free admission.
That is Thomas Kinney. He is a museum assistant with the Korean War National Museum based in downtown Springfield. And there is a link to that facility at our website. And better yet, you can go see the museum for yourself. It's across from the Old State Capitol in downtown Springfield.